like? How does that look like a viable option?
Well, when from the way you feel about it, it seems that you have found an editor that's who is on your vibrational wavelength.
Mm.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah, very much so.
And as long as it feels good, and since you're on this strong basis of feeling good, keep yourself feeling good. In other words, don't ask anyone to agree with you all the time about everything. But don't ever give anybody else the impression that it's important to you that you agree with them. In other words, maintain your own sense that this is a book that you are writing, and you have something that you want to say.
Mm.
And don't let anything else become more dominant than that.
Mm. Yeah, it feels aligned. It feels like I'm walking along and I am taking the next logical step with things.
Well, there isn't any better guidance than that.
Yeah.
In other words, you're saying, my guidance says I'm on track, am I? And we say, you can't be more on track than the way your guidance says.
Mm,
in other words, if it feels like alignment, it is. Mm. Does that mean that it won't morph into more? Of course it will. Does that mean that you won't maybe hit a snag? You might, but all that will do is help you to identify with greater clarity what you want.
Mm.
All of this has come in response to the power of your desire. It's a very good thing.
Mm. And also in the, you know, the actual hands-on work with the boys, we're getting to the step now where we're feeling ready to kind of go more public with it and start to work in some public venues, you know, doing drumming recitals and maybe bringing in elements of the initiation work for people at large to see. And that's an exciting prospect also, because it feels like, for me personally, that I've grown enough in the work. And I'm confident enough in the foundation that we've built and what we're doing that I think to put it out there as an inspiration will be a good thing at this point.
We agree.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Hello, Abraham. At the beginning of the cruise, you talked about the vortex. So could you elaborate about the vortex? What is the vortex you're talking about?
Well, when we speak up, when we use the word vortex, we're talking about an energy vortex. And by that, we're really talking about law of attraction's response to vibration and a sort of momentum of energy that you feel from it. You are, as we tell you constantly, extensions of source energy. And so there is this eternal connection between you, wherever you are, and the non-physical energy that is at the source of you. When we have to sort of give you the full story of who you are as source energy, projecting part of that consciousness into a physical body, exploring, knowing what you don't want, knowing what you do want, then that non-physical part of you riding that rocket of that new idea. So there's a sort of cycle of I'm source, I'm physical, I'm expanding, I'm source. I'm source, I'm physical, I've expanded, I'm source. It's this eternal energy cycle that when you are in alignment with it, you feel the sensation of movement within it. So when we talk about an energy vortex, what we're really talking about is an alignment with that current or that stream. And when you realize, we know, we've been watching our physical friends for a very long time, and you have a hard time deciding what part of the cycle of life you are. And we want you to understand you're all of the cycle of life. In other words, you're the source part. You're the pioneer part. You're the knowing what you don't want part. You're the knowing what you do want part. You're the energy stream part. And when you begin to realize that you cannot eternally ever separate yourself from who you really are, but in the moment of your humanness, in the moment of your thinking of a thought, if you're choosing thoughts that are in alignment with the whole of you, then you experience the sensation of that energy. So a group of people like this gather together. You come from all over the world. You plan to come for some time in advance, so your thoughts have preceded you. You have things that you sincerely want to know about. You've